Welcome to www.ilovehistory.co.uk. Shame. Question. Understand.
In today's GCSE History podcast, we're going to learn about the mood of the population of Britain and France at the end of the First World War and their attitude towards Germany. And we're going to learn about the aims of the leaders of the big three countries, Britain, France, and the United States. The Treaty of Versailles was signed on the 28th of June 1919. The signing of the treaty ended months of hard negotiation, and when the German representatives were shown into the room, they were not allowed to question the contents of the treaty. The treaty was signed by the Germans on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. After the signature, many German people felt that the Treaty of Versailles was unfair. Today's podcast is designed to help you understand why the treaty was the way it was. Today we're going to look at the mood of people in Britain, France and the United States in 1919. And then we're going to look at the aims of the three leaders. Lloyd George of Britain, Clemenceau of France and Woodrow Wilson of the USA. Firstly, we're going to look at the view of ordinary people living in Britain and France. Ordinary people living in Britain and France put a lot of pressure on their politicians to deal with Germany harshly. The economies of Britain and France were exhausted. Millions of young men had been killed or injured from these countries. Total British and French casualties probably amounted to about 9 million. And ordinary civilians in Britain and France had faced shortages of food and medicine. France and Belgium had been particularly badly affected by the war. Villages and towns, farms, fields, factories, coal mines had all been destroyed when Germany invaded and occupied large areas of northern France. In Britain, although no fighting took place there, huge casualties left a mark on almost every family. Almost every family had lost a member in the fighting. The British and French people wanted revenge on Germany. They expected their politicians to give them this revenge in the Treaty of Versailles. The British and French populations were even more convinced that Germany should be treated harshly when they found out about the very harsh Treaty of Brest-Litovsk, which Germany had forced Russia to sign in 1918 when Russia had withdrawn from the First World War. Under this treaty, the Germans had taken thousands of square miles and 25% of the population of Russia. According to the Allies, if Germany was willing to treat Russia so harshly, she couldn't argue that she shouldn't be treated harshly herself at the end of the First World War. Now we're going to move on and look at the aims of the leaders of the big three countries at the Paris Peace Conference in 1918, which is where the Treaty of Versailles was drawn up. Firstly, we're going to look at Georges Clemenceau of France. Over two-thirds of the men who had served in the French army had been killed or injured during the war. Clemenceau and other French leaders saw the treaty as an opportunity to cripple Germany so that it could not attack France again. Some people in the French leadership even wanted Germany broken up into lots of smaller countries. Clemenceau therefore demanded a treaty that would weaken Germany as much as possible. Now we're going to look at Woodrow Wilson of the USA. Woodrow Wilson is often seen as an idealist whose aim was to build a better and more peaceful world. This is true, but Wilson also believed that Germany should have been punished at the end of World War I. His view was that if Germany was treated too harshly, someday it might recover and then it would want revenge. Wilson's biggest aim was to make Germany a democratic country, so that the people of Germany would not let its leaders cause another war. In January 1918, he published his 14 points to help achieve world peace. The most important for Wilson was the 14th. In the 14th point of Wilson's 14 points, he proposed setting up an international body called the League of Nations. Wilson's 10th point was also very important. His tenth point was self-determination. This was the idea that nations should rule themselves, rather than being part of empires or being ruled by others. Wilson talked a great deal about self-determination in Eastern Europe, but he didn't actually know very much about the area. For example, 25% of the population of the new state of Czechoslovakia were neither Czechs nor Slovaks. So some people were bound to end up being ruled by people from another group, with different customs and different languages. Now we're going to look at the aims of David Lloyd George, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. At the peace talks, Lloyd George was often in the middle ground between Clemenceau, who wanted a very harsh treaty, and Wilson, who wanted a much less harsh treaty. On behalf of the British people, Lloyd George did argue that Germany should have been punished, but not too harshly. He wanted Germany to lose its navy and its colonies, because Britain thought they threatened the British Empire. However, like Wilson, he didn't want Germany to seek revenge in the future for a very harsh treaty and possibly start another war. He was also keen for Britain and Germany to begin trading with each other again. Before the war, Germany and Britain had traded a lot, and during the war, Britain had spent lots of money, which it needed now to earn again. Like Clemenceau, Lloyd George was under a lot of pressure from ordinary people back home in Britain, who wanted Germany to be punished very harshly. So, in today's podcast, we've learned all about the mood of ordinary people in Britain and France at the end of the First World War, and we've learned about the aims of the leaders of the big three countries, Britain, France, and the USA.